But there are two in particular that come from Canada. So there's one on the sign right here. It's called Blue Flag. There are a lot of different cultivars, which is a cultivated variety, which is just what people breed together. And there's ones that just look plain blue and white, but there are also ones with the yellow coming from the core of the plant, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, because there's some that have, you know, a yellow top and purple at the bottom.
They're quite interesting. Yeah. And there's also the yellow flag, which is over here. It's not in bloom yet, as I can see, but it would look something similar to the one right beside it. No, that is that section over there.
Oh.
Those ones are quite pretty, though.
Yeah. So these haven't bloomed yet, right?
No, they're a little bit late. They should be coming up maybe in a couple days. I know there's a couple of them that look like they have come up and have been eaten by something. So
oh dear.
I don't know if a lot of them have been like that, but I'm pretty sure like this whole bed needs to come up still.
Oh.
Are there iris moths at this time of year? Would it have been that could have?
It could have been. I don't know if they're out. Like, it seems pretty strange to be out this early.
It does, yes.
But I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm just gonna smell this.
Certainly.
Two distinct divisions of irises. There is bearded irises and non-bearded irises. So what a bearded iris is it has like a furry, it almost looks like a caterpillar coming out from the inside, and it comes down to about half of the petal. Yeah, you can.
So you have to actually open it up to see that.
Actually, a lot of them are distinct coloration. So if you can see on that blue one, it's kind of yellow.
Oh.
And that's actually
to
attract pollinators.
Oh. Okay.
So the pollinators will come in and they'll know where to go because it leads into where the sepals and the stamens are.
Yeah.
It'll go in through there. And then the non-bearded ones are these ones here.
Oh.
So there are a lot less of the non-bearded. And that is why majority of them in the garden you'll see are the ones with the
beard. Yeah, they actually look more attractive, I guess.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different like shapes and sizes to them, as you can see from these two beds as well.
And colors, my goodness, there's so much variety.
I think the ones that look the prettiest to me are the ones that have a distinct, like one distinct color for their petals, and then their beard is like a bright color. There's one on the other side, somewhere around here, that I can show you. It's like such a bright orange color on the inside, and the petals are almost like black.
Yeah.
It's quite pretty.
This camp, you like this one. This tall bearded iris.
Oh, it needs to be tied. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's called cayenne.
She gives me the better.
Yeah.
I love spicy.
Extra hot.
It doesn't like me.
That's amazing.
Okay, thank you very much. Got it. Well, I'm okay if I eat spicy food during the daytime. I just can't have it, you know, past, say, 6 or 7 o'clock at night, because then I get horrible heartburn.
Okay, so, for pollination of the irises, like I said back there, they follow the beard, but also, this is a good one to stand at, because it's not in bloom. Let's just move down here a little bit. For this one, like all irises, it's not just the colors that we can see. So insects and bees can see the bee-like colorations. So they'll actually have like a different color that will lead them inside the flower to where it needs to be pollinated and where the nectar is. So it's quite interesting. And that's how they like continue to be pollinated. Most of it is pollinated by bees, but like flies and other things get in there as well.
I didn't realize flies would pollinate things too.
This one is called Gypsy Woman. And
it's got like it would match
a yellow top and a frilly pink
lacy. Oh, I'm okay for the time being. There's a nice breeze, so it's not that bad.
Are you warm?
Nope.
For breeding of irises, what a breeder will do is they'll just pick whatever they like. It's kind of like lilacs, so if it's kind of like all plant breeding or dog breeding, like whatever you're breeding, you want to pick like the traits that you like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And with irises, they are tetraploid, which means that they have 4 sets of chromosomes, whereas humans only have 2 sets of chromosomes.
Okay.
So there is a lot more leeway and options when breeding, because you have so many different like codes that you can make up.
Yeah.
And that's why you can like get flowers that have a different colored standard, which is the petals that stick up, and the falls can be a different color. So.
They have 4 sets of chromosomes, in case you wanted to
know. Have 4 what?
4 sets of chromosomes.
That's why there's so many different variations of color.
Yeah, because then you can really mix and match.
Oh.
Yeah. And the frills, they also go into that. So, like, for, like, different traits. So, the frills, they cannot have frills as well.
Yeah.
As, like, they can be spotted, almost.
Yeah. And there's... Yeah, I don't know if you can tell.
They do have a bottom.
We
have irises in your garden?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. But not the varieties you have.
We do have quite a few varieties.
Okay. Yeah, this one. I'm sure I have this one. Jurassic Park.
Is that what it's called? Oh my goodness. There's some very weird names.
I don't
names
know who
to
gives
things.
These names. I think I've got this one too.
Yeah.
Anvil of Darkness. Yeah, because it's really like almost black. It's so
this
dark.
One, this one here is called Hello Darkness.
Oh, nice!
Like they name them the weirdest things.
Yeah.
Hello Darkness, my old friend.
I think it's quite cool, like the stories you can get from what breeders name things.
And all these ones are small. These are miniature tall deer. Come see the size of these.
So they'll have miniature, there's tall, there's
this is the miniature
intermediate, which are shorter.
I'm just gonna... Oh yeah, okay.
See that? And the flowers are small and the plant is small too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, are you okay?
Oh yeah, I just dropped my cane, no worries. It's durable.
Okay.
And this is one of the ones that I find very interesting because the beard is of much different.
Oh, and it looks like it's got a centipede growing on it.
Yeah, that's what I think it looks like.
It's got like a little bug on it. Feel this part here. You want to see this?
Sure.
Come here. It's a frilly fall.
Okay.
Here.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And then right in the center, it feels like this.
Oh yes.
Looks
you're
like
right.
a bug. I don't know if it feels like a bug.
It does to me.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
It
feels like a centipede to me. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, did it? Oh, yep. This one's neat how it's got the white in there.
Because they're furry, Kim. Centipedes are furry. Yeah, they are.
This bed here is actually all the Canadian contributions.
Oh.
A lot of them are from Ontario. And they're quite pretty.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see, like, the differences from different places. So, like, Ontario has a lot more that are less frilly, whereas, like, France and where they...
Oh.